The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Today, we are looking at navigating employment after prison, building your path to professional success. The morning alarm sounds at 5:30 a.m., just like it did every day for the past 8 years. But today is different. Today, Marcus isn't waking up in a prison cell. Today, he's preparing for his first job interview since his release 3 weeks ago. The anxiety feels familiar, but the hope is new. Employment after incarceration represents one of the most significant challenges in rebuilding a life. The statistics paint a stark picture. Within 1 year of release, only about 55% of formerly incarcerated individuals find employment. Yet behind these numbers lies a more powerful truth. Thousands of people successfully navigate this challenge every year, creating careers that provide not just income, but purpose, dignity, and a foundation for lasting transformation. Understanding the employment landscape. The journey to employment after prison begins with understanding the landscape you're entering. The modern job market has evolved significantly, creating both challenges and opportunities for people with criminal records. Technology has streamlined many application processes, but it has also made background checks faster and more comprehensive. According to the National Institute of Justice, approximately 95% of incarcerated individuals will eventually return to their communities. This reality has prompted many employers, particularly in industries facing labor shortages, to reconsider their hiring policies regarding people with criminal records. Progressive companies recognize that individuals who have overcome significant life challenges often bring unique strengths to the workplace: resilience, determination, and a profound appreciation for second chances. The legal landscape has also shifted in favor of fair hiring practices. Ban the box laws, now enacted in over 35 states, prohibit employers from asking about criminal history on initial job applications. These laws create opportunities for people with records to demonstrate their qualifications before criminal history becomes part of the conversation. However, challenges remain real and significant. Many employers still harbor concerns about hiring people with criminal records, often based on misconceptions rather than data. Some industries have legal restrictions that prevent hiring individuals with certain types of convictions. The gap in recent work history that incarceration creates can raise questions about skills and reliability. Understanding these realities helps you approach your job search strategically rather than reactively. You can focus your efforts on employers and industries most likely to give you a fair chance while developing skills and experience that make you an attractive candidate regardless of your background. Preparing for your job search. Successful employment after prison starts long before you walk into your first interview. The preparation phase involves both practical steps and psychological readiness that set the foundation for long-term career success. Start by conducting an honest assessment of your skills, interests, and goals. Incarceration may have interrupted your career trajectory, but it didn't erase your abilities. Many people discover that their time in prison provided opportunities to develop new skills or clarify their values and priorities. Educational programs, vocational training, work assignments, and leadership roles within the facility all represent valuable experiences. Create a comprehensive inventory of your abilities, including both technical skills and soft skills. Technical skills might include computer literacy, machinery operation, or specific trade knowledge. Soft skills often prove equally valuable. Communication abilities, problem-solving experience, leadership capabilities, and the ability to work well with diverse groups of people. Consider how your experiences, including your incarceration, have contributed to your personal growth. While you'll need to address your criminal history honestly, You can also articulate how those experiences have shaped your character, values, and commitment to making positive choices. Many employers value employees who have overcome adversity and can bring perspective and resilience to their teams. Research industries and employers that actively hire people with criminal records, the transportation industry, construction, manufacturing, hospitality, and many service sectors have shown openness to hiring formerly incarcerated individuals. Some companies have specific programs designed to support second-chance hiring, including mentorship and advancement opportunities. Technology companies, despite their progressive image, often struggle with second-chance hiring due to security concerns and background check requirements. However, smaller tech companies and startups may be more flexible, especially if you can demonstrate relevant skills and passion for the work. Building essential skills. The modern workplace demands both technical competencies and interpersonal skills that may have evolved significantly during your incarceration. Investing in skill development not only makes you more employable, but also builds confidence and demonstrates your commitment to personal growth. Digital literacy has become fundamental across virtually all industries. If your computer skills are outdated, prioritize basic training in common software programs, email communication, and internet navigation. Many libraries and community centers offer free computer classes specifically designed for people re-entering society. Online platforms like Khan Academy and Coursera provide free courses that you can complete at your own pace. Communication skills require particular attention, as the communication norms in correctional facilities differ significantly from workplace expectations. Practice professional communication through volunteer opportunities, community involvement, or informal networking. Join community organizations, attend public meetings, or participate in religious or social groups where you can practice interacting with diverse groups of people in positive, constructive ways. Consider pursuing formal certifications or training programs in growing industries. Healthcare support, logistics, renewable energy, and skilled trades all offer pathways to stable employment with advancement opportunities. Many of these programs are specifically designed for people with barriers to employment and may offer additional support services. Develop your personal brand and professional presentation. This includes updating your wardrobe with appropriate interview and work clothing, practicing professional grooming standards, and learning to present yourself confidently in professional settings. Many reentry programs offer assistance with professional clothing and presentation skills. Crafting your application materials. Your resume and cover letter serve as your first introduction to potential employers, making them critical tools in your job search strategy. For people with criminal records, these documents require careful construction to highlight strengths while addressing potential concerns proactively. Structure your resume to emphasize skills, accomplishments, and qualifications rather than chronological work history. A functional or combination resume format allows you to showcase your abilities prominently while minimizing attention on employment gaps. Include any education, training, or certifications you completed during incarceration, framing them as professional development rather than prison programs. Use strong action words to describe your experiences and accomplishments. Instead of simply listing job duties, focus on achievements, improvements, and contributions you made in various roles. If you held leadership positions or completed significant projects during incarceration, include them using professional language that translates to workplace value. Address the employment gap honestly but strategically. You might describe your time away from the workforce as a period of personal development, education, or addressing family responsibilities. While you should never lie about your background, you can frame your experiences in terms that emphasize growth and learning rather than punishment. Your cover letter provides an opportunity to tell your story in your own words. Use it to demonstrate your writing skills. Express genuine interest in the position, and briefly address how your unique background and experiences make you a valuable candidate. Focus on what you can contribute to the employer rather than what you hope to gain from the opportunity. Consider creating multiple versions of your resume, tailored to different types of positions or industries. This allows you to emphasize the most relevant skills and experiences for each application while maintaining honesty and consistency across all materials. Mastering the interview process. The interview represents your opportunity to move beyond your application materials and demonstrate your personality, professionalism, and potential as an employee. For people with criminal records, interviews require careful preparation to address concerns while showcasing strengths. Prepare to discuss your criminal history honestly and strategically. Research suggests that employers respond more favorably to candidates who address their background proactively rather than those who wait for direct questions. Develop a brief, honest explanation that takes responsibility for past mistakes while emphasizing the growth and changes you've made since then. Practice your explanation until you can deliver it confidently without appearing defensive or overly emotional. Focus on what you learned from your experiences, the steps you've taken to address underlying issues, and your commitment to making positive choices going forward. Avoid making excuses or blaming others for your circumstances. Redirect conversations toward your qualifications and enthusiasm for the position. Prepare specific examples of how your skills and experiences relate to the job requirements. Use the STAR method, situation, task, action, result, to structure your responses and provide concrete examples of your abilities and achievements. Research the company thoroughly before your interview. Understand their mission, values, recent news, and industry challenges. Demonstrate genuine interest in their work and specific knowledge about how you could contribute to their goals. This preparation shows professionalism and helps shift focus from your background to your potential value as an employee. Dress appropriately and arrive early for your interview. Plan your transportation in advance, allowing extra time for potential delays. Bring multiple copies of your resume, a list of professional references, and any relevant certifications or documentation. These details demonstrate organization and professionalism. Building your professional network. Employment success often depends more on who you know than what you know, making networking essential for career advancement. For people with criminal records, building professional networks requires intentional effort, but offers significant rewards. Start with formal reentry programs and support organizations in your community. Many of these programs offer networking events, mentorship opportunities, and connections to employers who support second chance hiring. Participate actively in these programs, not just to receive services, but to build relationships with other participants, staff members, and community partners. Join professional associations related to your field of interest. Most industries have organizations that offer networking events, educational programs, and job placement assistance. Membership fees are often modest, and many organizations offer reduced rates for people facing financial hardship. These associations provide opportunities to meet employed professionals who can offer advice, referrals, and potentially job opportunities. Volunteer for community organizations, nonprofit agencies, or civic groups. Volunteering demonstrates your commitment to giving back while providing opportunities to develop professional relationships with board members, staff, and other volunteers who may have connections to employment opportunities. Choose volunteer opportunities that align with your skills and interests, allowing you to contribute meaningfully while building relevant experience. Leverage social media professionally. LinkedIn has become essential for professional networking, allowing you to connect with people in your industry, share relevant content, and demonstrate your professional interests and expertise. Keep your profile professional and positive, focusing on your skills, goals, and professional activities rather than personal details. Consider informational interviews with professionals in fields that interest you. These conversations allow you to learn about career paths, industry trends, and potential opportunities while building relationships with people who might remember you when positions become available. Approach informational interviews with genuine curiosity about the person's work rather than direct requests for employment. Succeeding in your first job. Landing your first job after incarceration represents a significant achievement, but maintaining and advancing in that position requires ongoing effort and strategic thinking. Your initial months of employment are crucial for establishing your reputation and building the foundation for long-term career success. Exceed expectations in reliability and professionalism. Arrive early, stay late when necessary, and maintain consistent attendance. These basic professional behaviors carry extra weight for people with criminal records, as employers may harbor concerns about reliability and commitment. Demonstrating exceptional dependability helps overcome these concerns and builds trust with supervisors and colleagues. Learn your company's culture and unwritten rules. Every workplace has formal policies and informal norms that govern behavior, communication, and advancement opportunities. Observe how successful employees interact, dress, and approach their work. Ask questions about expectations and seek feedback regularly to ensure you're meeting and exceeding standards. Build positive relationships with colleagues at all levels. Be friendly, helpful, and professional in all interactions. Avoid workplace gossip or conflicts, and maintain boundaries around personal information, particularly details about your criminal history. Let your work performance and character speak for themselves rather than feeling pressured to explain your background to everyone. Continue developing your skills and knowledge. Take advantage of any training opportunities your employer offers, whether formal educational programs or informal mentoring relationships. Stay current with industry trends and developments by reading professional publications, attending relevant workshops, or pursuing additional certifications. Document your achievements and contributions throughout your employment. Keep records of projects completed, goals achieved, positive feedback received, and any recognition or advancement you earn. This documentation becomes valuable for performance reviews, advancement discussions, and future job applications. Long-term career development. Employment after incarceration shouldn't be viewed as just getting any job, but as the beginning of a career journey that can provide increasing satisfaction, income, and stability over time. Long-term career development requires strategic thinking about your goals and the steps needed to achieve them. Set both short-term and long-term career goals. Short-term goals might include mastering your current role, earning specific certifications, or building relationships with key colleagues. Long-term goals could involve advancing to supervisory positions, starting your own business, or transitioning to a different industry that better aligns with your interests and values. Consider pursuing additional education or training that supports your career goals. Community colleges, trade schools, and online programs offer flexible options for working adults. Many employers support continuing education through tuition reimbursement programs or flexible scheduling for classes. Educational advancement not only builds skills, but also demonstrates commitment to professional growth. Develop leadership skills through formal and informal opportunities. Volunteer for challenging projects, mentor new employees, or take on additional responsibilities that showcase your abilities. Leadership experience becomes particularly valuable for people with criminal records, as it demonstrates trustworthiness and capability to employers and colleagues. Build expertise in areas that make you valuable to employers. This might involve becoming the go-to person for specific software, developing specialized technical skills, or building knowledge about industry regulations or best practices. Specialized expertise can make you less replaceable and more valuable for advancement opportunities. Consider entrepreneurship as a long-term option. Many people with criminal records find that starting their own businesses allows them to build wealth and create opportunities without facing discrimination from employers. Entrepreneurship requires significant planning, capital, and business skills, but it can provide independence and unlimited growth potential. Overcoming setbacks and maintaining motivation. The path to stable employment after incarceration rarely progresses smoothly. Rejections, workplace conflicts, job losses, and other setbacks are common experiences that require resilience and strategic responses. Understanding how to navigate these challenges helps maintain momentum toward your long-term goals. Prepare emotionally for rejection and discrimination. Despite legal protections and changing attitudes, you will likely encounter employers who refuse to consider candidates with criminal records. These experiences can be discouraging and personally painful, but they reflect the employer's limitations rather than your worth or potential. Maintain perspective by focusing on employers who do give fair consideration to all candidates. Develop multiple strategies for addressing employment challenges. If direct applications aren't yielding results, consider temporary or contract work that allows you to demonstrate your abilities. Staffing agencies, particularly those specializing in second chance employment, can provide access to opportunities that might not be advertised publicly. Day labor, gig work, or seasonal employment can provide income while you continue searching for permanent positions. Build a support system of people who understand your challenges and can provide encouragement during difficult periods. This might include family members, friends from reentry programs, mentors, counselors, or support groups. Having people to talk through frustrations and celebrate successes makes the job search process more manageable and sustainable. Maintain your physical and mental health throughout your employment journey. Job searching and early employment can be stressful experiences that trigger anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, healthy eating, and stress management techniques help maintain the resilience needed for long-term success. Continue participating in programs and services that support your overall reentry success. Employment is important, but it's just one component of building a stable, fulfilling life after incarceration. Ongoing participation in counseling, support groups, educational programs, or community organizations provides additional resources and stability that support employment success. Creating opportunities for others. As you establish yourself professionally and build career success, consider how you can create opportunities for others facing similar challenges. Many successful professionals who have overcome incarceration find deep satisfaction in mentoring others, advocating for policy changes, or supporting organizations that serve the reentry community. Share your story and expertise with people currently going through the employment search process. Your experiences, both successes and failures, provide valuable insights that can help others avoid common mistakes and maintain motivation during challenging periods. Consider volunteering with reentry programs, speaking at workshops, or informally mentoring individuals you meet through community connections. Advocate with employers in your industry to consider second chance hiring policies. As you prove your value as an employee, you earn credibility to discuss hiring practices with supervisors, human resources personnel, and business leaders. Your success story provides concrete evidence that people with criminal records can be valuable employees worthy of consideration. Support businesses and organizations that prioritize second chance hiring. As a consumer and community member, you can choose to spend money with companies that demonstrate commitment to fair hiring practices. Word-of-mouth recommendations and positive reviews help these businesses succeed while encouraging others to adopt similar policies. The journey from incarceration to stable employment represents one of the most challenging transitions anyone can face. Yet thousands of people successfully navigate this path every year, building careers that provide not just income, but dignity, purpose, and hope for the future. Your criminal record is part of your history, but it doesn't define your potential or limit your possibilities. Every successful career starts with a single application, a first interview, and that crucial first day on the job. The skills you develop, the relationships you build, and the reputation you establish through honest work and professional behavior create the foundation for ongoing success and advancement. The employment landscape continues to evolve in favor of second chance hiring as employers recognize the value that people with lived experience bring to their organizations. Your success contributes to this positive change while creating the stability and opportunities that allow you to build the fulfilling life you deserve. Your journey to employment after prison is unique, but you don't have to walk it alone. Resources, support systems, and opportunities exist to help you succeed. The combination of your determination, the skills you develop, and the support you receive can overcome any obstacle and open doors to possibilities you may not have imagined. The path forward begins with believing in your potential and taking the first step toward the career and life you want to build. That future is not just possible, but achievable. One application, one interview, and one workday at a time.